my lord.
Grand Admiral, what is the current status of the invasion fleet?
Their main station is all but destroyed, my lord, and their planetary defense systems are holding on by a thread. It is only a matter of time before they snap. I have also received word that the other colonies are also within our grasp.
Good. Send a message to the fleets in the other colonies. Continue the assault and commence ground invasions.
With pleasure, my lord.
Well, that was close.
That's the understatement of the century.
Jones, how are the gauges? Is everything operational?
The engines are at 100% functionality, and the drive system is equally balancing out the energy from the capacitors. We are clear.
Looks like we made it through, Ty.
Yeah, we did, but Jan, I thought you were ready for this.
Excuse me?
I mean, don't get me wrong, you're talented and all, but like, you couldn't even find the most crucial parts of the system interface, especially when we were in danger. Part of the training...
Well, I'm so sorry that I didn't train as some fancy flyboy. You don't know everything just because you know how to fly this hunk of junk?
Oh, and you think you're so smart because you sit in a lab all day and study plants.
There's more to biology than that, Tyler.
And there you go, correcting everything because you feel it's your need to be right. Ever since we were kids, Jan, you always... did this.
Fine. If you're going to make a big deal out of a simple mistake, then you can have the bridge to yourself.
Nice one, Wildenson. Well, as much as I like to sit here and listen to couples fight, I'm just gonna go grab some grub.
Oh, shut up, you asshole. Go get your damn food.
Don't blame me for you not knowing how to talk to the ladies. That's on you.
What was all that about?
I'm going to go see if Jan's okay.
She was just trying to help.
I know. Let's just hope we come back to open arms, okay?
Is something the matter, Alexander?
Nothing. Just looks like we've got nothing to do.
Nah, incorrect. I need you to go set up the laboratory so we can continue our research.
And what are you gonna do?
I have to take notes from the flux capacitors and figure out where we are going wrong exactly.
Why do I always have to be the one to clean up and set up?
Because you need to learn how to operate these things without guidance. There will come a day
when... you must make a decision for yourself, blah blah.
I get it, but let me do more of the field work. I want to learn that way.
In time. Be patient.
Go away, Tyler.
It's just me. I brought you some food.
Sorry, Rebecca. I thought you were...
No worries. Is it okay if I join you? The guys are pretty boring anyway.
Sure.
So, how long have you been in biology for?
Well, I guess I've always been into it, honestly. Ever since I was little. My dad was really well known for his work across all the colonies, and I guess I always looked up to him.
Yeah, I know your dad.
Really? How?
He made the documentaries I used to watch when I was little.
Oh my. How old are you?
I'm 19, actually. I know, probably the youngest one here.
Wow, 19? How did you manage to get here? I mean, I know you weren't really supposed to, but... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
No, it's okay, really. I actually was an intern for Alicia Atkins when I was 17. She makes all the major cruise liners that travel throughout the colonial spine. She showed me everything there is to know about how these massive ships work.
So if you don't mind me asking, why did she send you if they asked for her?
She got in a really bad accident when she was going home, and her leg was completely,
That must have been devastating.
She's all right now. She's getting it replaced. But This was something she wanted to do since she graduated from her program, and I feel like I'm taking it from her. I don't feel good enough to be on this mission.
Hey, you said you worked with her since you were 17. To work for someone like her is a huge accomplishment, and I know she's proud of you, especially for only being 19.
I guess you're right. I just wish I could do more for us when we get there.
Oh, I know there's a lot you're going to do to make this a success. So many are counting on us, and I know we can make a difference.
I guess that's what I'm afraid of.
Looks like we've got our work cut out for us, protecting these idiots.
You can say that again, Sarah.
Yeah, totally.
Shut up, Kev.
Did you see the look on Wildenson's face?
We'll be lucky to even survive the trip up there.
You look pretty good in that turret. Seems like someone did some extra training on the simulations.
Well, what can I say?
Yeah, mate, that was really cool.
We weren't talking to you.
Oh.
Listen, Kev, as much as I'd love to stay and chat, Sarah and I have to go do some more simulations. We have no idea what will be waiting for us there.
Can I be your third? I've been practicing a lot lately.
We actually already got Wilkins to be our third. We were kind of hoping you'd be stationed to patrol the ship throughout the mission.
Come on, we need to get started.
Right. Later, Kev.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were in here. I'm just getting a drink.
No, it's okay.
Are you all right?
Do you just ever feel like no one appreciates you? Like you're never really wanted?
Actually, you have no idea. Mind if I sit with you?
Sure. I'm Kev, by the way.
Alexander Caldwell. Good to meet you.